The two-for-one offers at St. Mark's this morning supersede anything that Sainsbury's and Tesco can offer, because you have the notes in Partnership News on the lectionary readings, and I'm going to talk about something entirely different. Two-for-one. Spiritual nourishment and food for the soul. I'd like to try and talk about identifying Jesus. Identifying Jesus. And I know we're in the middle of the studies of Matthew's Gospel, but I've always been fascinated by the Gospel of St. John. Mark wrote, of course, projecting Jesus, identifying him as the Son of Man, human in every way. He was concerned that every one came to believe in Jesus. Luke, well, he was concerned that his fellow Gentiles, as well as the Jews, all people would come to identify Jesus Christ as Saviour of the world. And Matthew, well, he wrote showing that Jesus fulfilled all things. He identified Jesus as King of the Jews. But John's Gospel was different from what we call the synoptic, the similar view Gospels. He wrote quite independently, some 20 to 30 years later, not only about what Jesus said, but how he demonstrated his true identity to all the world. John was described as the disciple whom Jesus loved. He was with Jesus through all the high and low and crisis and important moments of his ministry. He was very close to him. He had special insights. And he presented a most wonderful portrait of who Jesus really was. John wrote his gospel in Ephesus, and he was no doubt influenced by that fact, because 600 years, yes, 600 years before John, there lived a man in Ephesus called Heraclitus. And he's acknowledged to be the founder, the father of science. He was the one who sought logos, knowledge, the reason why in everything. He was the one that said there just had to be a point, there just had to be a moment, there just had to be a beginning for all things, from which everything flowed and from which everything was sustained. There had to be a why, a logos, a reason, a knowledge, an ology. And from him all the ologies, the theology, all the ologies, the biology, all the ologies came from him. And so it's not surprising that John began where Moses did in Genesis, in the beginning. And it's not surprising that he began in the beginning combining the latest Greek and Hebrew thinking of his day, showing harmony between scientific and religious thinking, and identifying Jesus as the Logos, the reason why, the one from whom everything began and flows and has its destiny. Jesus was the Word, the expression of God's will, the communication from God to humankind. He spoke. He brought forth a cosmos from nothing. And it had to be from nothing, because if it was from pre-created matter, it would not have been God's creation. It was from nothing that Jesus spoke and brought forth God's will in the creation of the cosmos. And this logos, this word, this expression of God's will, this communication, God himself became flesh and came to this earth and dwelt among us. And John identifies Jesus as the Word, full of grace and full of truth, God in the flesh. John knew all about the Gospels of Matthew, Mark and Luke. He knew what was in them. So he gave us new and special insights. He didn't include whole chunks that were already recorded in their Gospels. But he gave us many new insights into the identity of Jesus Christ. And John seemed absolutely fascinated with what was regarded as the perfect seven. In Jewish law, two witnesses were enough, but that wasn't enough for John. He wanted seven. And so having identified Jesus as the reason why and how of all creation, he then went forth and called on seven witnesses. He wanted to set the record straight of all the erroneous teachings, the different factions who followed John the Baptist and some who followed Jesus and others. And so it's no wonder that he said, look, John the Baptist wasn't the light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And he has John the Baptist as saying of Jesus, look, behold, here comes the Lamb of God. This is the very person that I saw receive baptism of the Holy Spirit from God. I heard God's voice saying, this, this is my beloved Son. And that's the first witness, John the Baptist. And what about Nathanael, who Jesus saw under the fig tree? And having been identified by Jesus as to who he was, Nathanael said, hey, surely this man is the Son of God. And John tells us about Peter. Peter and his rock-like statement of faith when he said, you are the Christ, you are the Son of God. And then he tells us about Martha, the first woman convert who acknowledged Jesus as the Christ. He parades before us the whole words of Jesus himself. And then Thomas, his great statements of faith, and more about him later. Witnesses. The word witness in John's Gospel is mentioned many, many times. And he parades these witnesses before us and to every reader as to who they believed Jesus was. They identified him. And then we've got seven miracles. Five of them are new. You don't find them in the other Gospels. If I recall them correctly, he has Jesus walking on the water. He has him feeding the 5,000. He has him healing the man that had been crippled for over 30 years. He has him healing the little girl that was miles and miles away. And then we have Lazarus. Lazarus, who was so dead that his body was stinking and was rotting. But Jesus brings him back to life. And John is saying, hey, look, these are signs. He doesn't call them miracles. And there's great lessons contained in each of these miracles. But John doesn't really want us to dwell there. They're signs, he says. And what do signs do? Signs point away from themselves. And John would have us away from the subject of the miracle and looking at Jesus and identifying him and saying, look, this is no mere man. He's divine. This is the Son of God. No one else on earth before now or forever will ever perform these signs and these miracles. This is none other than the Son of God. But John isn't done yet. He's got his witnesses, he's got his miracles, but he takes the words of Jesus himself. And we've just been singing about how Jesus said, I am. Remember the reading, I am, the name of God. I am the light of the world. I am the vine. I am the door. I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth. I am the resurrection and the life. This was dynamite. Explosive stuff to the Pharisees, to the Jews. I am. Jesus identifying himself. They didn't want him dead because he was a good man, and because of what others said about him, all the good he did. They wanted him dead because he identified himself as I am. I am God. Now at this point, Jesus knew exactly who he was, or he was mentally ill. What do you think? John has Jesus saying, I am before Abraham. I existed before worlds began. John's is the only gospel that refers to Jesus as God twice. The Word was God. Jesus was God. And he has Thomas saying, my Lord and my God. It's John who has Jesus saying, if you want to know about me, if you want to identify me, search the scriptures. And that would be the Old Testament. All the lessons of individuals and the nations of Israel. All the stories, all the happenings that foreshadowed the atonement, the great act of redemption. The Old Testament profile of Jesus from Psalms and prophets and lessons learned. Jesus fitted the profile 100%. Can you see it? The Jews couldn't. John said, hey look, there's many other things that Jesus said and did. That if they were recorded in books, the whole world could not contain the books that could be written. But he said, look, I was there. I was eyewitness to all these things, and I've written them down. I've recorded them for you, so that you too might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through your faithfulness in him, you might have eternal life. Now it's no coincidence that John wrote those words immediately after Thomas, doubting Thomas, came to belief and faith and said of Jesus, identifying him, my Lord and my God. And that's the purpose of the Gospel of John. That's why the whole story has been written. That you too might find it credible and might act upon it and continue in the faith of Jesus Christ. That you too might come to a decision that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Amen.